Okay, so it's 9:09. We are back in open session after having a closed session to discuss union negotiations. The city council discussed LELS crime data analyst, LELS patrol, and AFSCME, and has provided feedback to continue negotiations in pursuit of settling the contract. And that is all.
All right. Thank you. We are done with item number 5. So, topics of future discussion. Anything, Brian?
You all agreed to give Diana a night off in 2 weeks, so we'll come back, talk about the wage theft and project labor requirements, and then depending on some outside influence, we may have an ARAA project update. Kind of a we hope to be, we always say it, but hopefully it's the last time we're asking council to make some direction decisions, but those are really the two topics that we're hoping to look at next meeting.
Yeah. Anything from anybody else before we go to updates on committees? Yeah, updates on committees. Does anybody have anything that sticks out? Feel free to share. Kirsten covered for me for JLAC.
I was going to say, I could do JLAC and Fire Protection Council. Let me just pull it up. I didn't know if we were just going to pretend like we were ignoring that tonight or not.
No, I think highlights are great.
Okay. If folks are able to attend tomorrow, like the local government officials meeting, they're going to go over the new pilot program for the emergency response camera drone scenarios, so that would be it's probably going to be pretty well attended. And there's a hard date of October 27th for Tyler that departments are now in charge of implementing. They're having like weekly meetings. They're supposed to track their issues. If anyone within those departments are needing help on anything, that they can reach out for mentorship. No feedback on the Critical Infrastructure Committee. The Sheriff's Office is down with 2 detectives, but they have folks that are going through background right now, so they should be full strength again soon. They talked about crime scene response with a 3D camera that they're going to be hopefully utilizing soon. And they compared it to like when you're looking at a house like on Zillow and there's like a 3D real estate camera where you can kind of walk in the house. It kind of seems like that. That's how they compared it to. So then they can capture crimes, or not crimes, I guess like the scene indoors and outdoors faster without having maybe someone to go in there and have to physically be there. Talked about the county attorney's office. Did I describe that well?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. The county attorney's office sponsors a U of M child abuse summit they have for the last 2 years, and they requested that police maybe be present next year for that summit. Reimbursements soon will be coming for the auto theft task force, and they have the task force for another year.
That's funded by the insurance companies, right?
Correct. Yeah, we do use their some of the resources, like cameras and such.
Yeah. Anoka is looking to get a canine, second one, and Chief Blummel wanted one as well. He said put it in the budget for this year. He asked for a poodle.
They're working dogs.
They're working dogs. Yeah.
The Manny Collins trial is set for September with a self-represented person, so that should be litigant, that should be interesting. There was a presentation by Alexandra House, and the county will now be providing them more money for their partnership annually, as it had been a long time since they decided to increase that. They make such a huge impact in our community. I think it would actually maybe be nice if we had them come to one of our work sessions to share the work that they do in our city and the partnership with our own department. and they're still working through the jail. Litigation ensues. And they just requested that folks are really patient with the deputies right now because they're working under extremely difficult conditions. The space itself is in very poor shape, and it's obviously incredibly small considering the capacity that it should be at and the amount of folks. Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about Joe before we moved on.
Sure. So there was above capacity this summer, and so they had just mentioned that as folks are dropping people who have been detained off to the jail, it may take some extra time to get those police officers back on the road back to their cities because of the turnaround time of booking. And, you know, I think there's nothing that we can do probably as a city, but I would personally love to, like, plug the fact that it's incredibly important that this jail gets taken care of as soon as possible for the safety of the folks that are detained as well as the detention deputies. But it is very highly politicized right now, so probably also should not comment on it, but I did.
Just for a talking point, that does affect us. So when, especially Friday, Saturday night, we get somebody, maybe we have three officers on one of them, or maybe two are in line, and they're jammed up, and it's so... As you guys have conversations, it does affect us here.
Was there any update from our FBA liaison?
So that person isn't like a full-time liaison. It was just like someone I think that had been there for that meeting. So no, that person did not attend this time. And I feel like that would that probably...
I thought they were full. I thought they were going to be attending multiple times. Well, we'll see next time.
Yeah. Did I miss anything?
That was a good summary.
Okay, thank you. There was really good cookies there.
Oh, that's good.
I ate two for you.
And then fire protection.
Fire protection. Fire protection had mentioned that the like standard threshold for kids that are starting fires has been raised, and so you know, for like outcomes on. If they are to be forced or not to take the like classes for prevention in the future. So the Fire Protection Council plans to meet with the county attorney's office to talk about making sure that that happens more often.
Is that like if they start a fire, they have to go to mandatory class?
Yeah.
And that age got raised, so if they're younger.
It's more just like the standard of like, oh, how many times have you done it? Like, oh, we're going to kind of let them, it slide this time.
They're letting it slide.
Yeah. Or... you know, was the parent aware and kind of knowing what was going on? Oh, okay, well, then the kid isn't getting in trouble this time or something, you know, kind of that. And August 28th is Fire Prevention Day at the State Fair, so we'll probably see, you know, a lot of local fire explorers out there competing. I don't know, that was about it. It was a really, really quick meeting.
Well, thank you. Good.
I was at the Fire Relief Council. It was great. Great group of Ramsey firefighters that run that. They just talked about they have like 12 scholarships that they're handing out, which is great. They're having their family picnic on August 19th. Their bounce house fell through, but a local church residents decided to donate theirs to them, so they'll have a bounce house there, which is cool. And then they're redoing their plaques for retirees, which we heard today that there's quite a few retirees coming up. So, but yeah, they do a great job. It's all the Ramsey firefighters that manage that. So,
awesome.
QCTV, anything?
No.
Or
if you want, I just want to get out.
No, I mean it's been a while since we've been. Yeah.
We're gonna meet Friday. So
yeah, we'll meet
out.
Friday morning for a point interim executive director for Karen George's retirement. Internal candidates.
We could keep $10,000 though, even though we didn't.
The bill is going out shortly. And then this fall, if we do another recruitment, we will have a conversation because we used up that $10,000. So,
anything else? Who am I missing? Anybody else? Public Works? Good.
It was.
Good. All right. Well, thank you for the updates.
Have
here.
Oh, we have the EDA golf thing coming up here in August. What is that? The third Tuesday.
Third Tuesday.
And I think we're
yesterday. I thought someone said like 3 spots open, not team spots, so nearly full.
What is the plan for next week on Tuesday? Like, where should we meet? What time? Night to unite?
Melissa's going to send out an update on Monday. Are you saying if you're coming to the city side first?
Yeah, you should meet at Public Works, the pizza, and then they'll get the vehicle and drive around.
Yeah.
So 5 or something. But 5 is a planned time to be there?
I haven't heard the...
She'll send the details. She's at BTO now.
He's right.
Yeah, I usually just drive myself around to different places, but if that's what you do, if you want to join the ride-alongs.
Yeah, I think the ride-alongs last year.
Fire truck, so they have to drive me around.
I just light my car on fire and they put it out while they drive.
Firefighters.
What's that?
We'll be recruiting soon for firefighters.
Yeah, you won't be on the council.
Yeah, there you go.
It takes no special license. Just
or skill, frankly. You can even do it.
Have you seen some of the people that are firefighters?
Good thing Andy's gone. All right, well, on that note, if there's nothing else, then we'll go ahead and adjourn.
Just catching the screens.
So, hey, Brian, is the sprinkler in
declare room?
Sure.
Stole a bit of the process. It's through, like, the first...